Page 126, Music and Dance. Attis awakens the next morning to recall the bloody deed of the night before, and she bemoans her fate, ego mulier, ego adolescence, ego ephibus, ego poor. Ego mina is a woman now, I have been man, youth, and boy, I, Aminad. Thus Attis becomes a slave of the Great Mother and lives her life with Cybele. At the close of the poem, Catullus prays that the fate of this Attis, and all those galley who thus emulate the mythic Attis, may not befall him, alias age incitatos, alias age rebitos. This translation, somewhat improved, is by C.H. Sisson, The Poetry of Catullus, New York, Orion, 1967. A poem follows. Carried in a fast ship over profound seas, Attis, eager and hurried, reached the Phrygian grove, the goddess's dark places, crowned with woodland, and there, exalted by amorous rage, his mind gone, he cut off his testicles with a sharp flint. She then, aware of her limbs without the man, while the ground was still spotted with fresh blood, quickly took in her snowy hands a tambourine, such as serves your initiates, Cybele, instead of a trumpet.